the label. It does help if you switch the mic on. Taking off the Trouble on Vinyl Records, that is. God knows what the track is entitled. I don't know whether you've ever been. You go to a record shop and they put a tune on, you think, oh man, it's wicked, it's wicked, sounds really good. You get it home and you play it and it's absolute piffle. I think they train, they all go on courses to train the best, to play the best bits. That's what I think of that anyway, so we cut that off. Anyway, I tell you what, we're going to have a talk because I'm actually sick of playing tunes, right? I'm actually sick, back to death of playing tunes. Right, no other tunes going on for a bit, I'm afraid. I've got something we can talk about. Bullying. That was a conversation stopper, wasn't it? It's all right, I'm having a cup of coffee. Okay, cappuccino? No. What it is, bullying, right? We're going to talk about bullying because somebody who will be listening at the moment, I won't mention his name because it's not very fair, is actually going through this, and I aren't making this up. I'll tell you it all about it in a minute. It's actually going through this at the moment. It's got so far that it's so bad that it's actually come out in a rash, developed a nervous rash, and he doesn't want to go to school. The guy involved, I do know the name of the guy involved, and I shall reveal his name before the end of the show. It's the powers of radio, you see. The thing is this guy must be, what, 13? He goes to a school in the Dudley area, in the Dudley borough, and he is very, very frightened, I will say frightened, of going to school. It isn't just one guy, it's three or four guys. Any of you lot ever been bullied? I've been bullied. Taylor was one of the bullies, probably. No, nobody ever been bullied. Not at all. Dean's been bullied. I tell you what would you right, yeah. Instead of shouting, there's a mic here. Have you been bullied?
I do remember when I was, what do they call it, is it infant school or junior school? I was bullied. I used to be picked on. I used to have, you know, when the snow had thawed out a bit. And they used to...
slush balls.
Yeah, they used to throw slush balls at
Enough
me. And they used to
them.
Pick on me. And they used to take the wick out of my tracksuit and my white trainers and my white socks.
I should know they did.
But I've noticed that recently there's been a lot of talk about bullying and that on the news. And it's become...
It has been quite a big... It's become quite a big issue.
I don't think I ever had it as bad as some of the stories where I have heard. But I know that it wasn't very pleasant. I can understand...
There's verbal bullying and there's actual...
I was never violently bullied. I was just tormented and harassed.
So verbal
yeah,
bullying.
I had my mum come down to school a couple of times. Mum's
that.
Pretty big, like, so... I was
don't mess with the mum. Yeah, I've got one of them as well.
I've also got a girlfriend and... Oh, she's terrible, I tell you.
What, for bullying?
For bullying, yeah.
All right, did you go to school? Oh, dear. What about you?
She forces me thinking,
what about you, Osmosis? Were you bullied?
Mate, like you say, at
you've got the same colour hair as me, so I'd say you got bullied.
Yeah, what, you had the same problem, did you?
No, I had quite the opposite problem, actually. I flipped. I used to get myself in trouble. Because I could never stand there and just keep my mouth shut, like, you know, obviously. Yeah, that's the first thing you do. Somebody has a go at you, you're going to turn and have a go back, aren't you?
Well, all the bullying I had, like, was on the... He's on primary school, like, people saying, oh, I want your crisps, oh, I want your crisps, you know, stupid stuff.
Did you have any crisps?
Oh, did you? Do you know what flavour they were? They were plain flavour as well.
A plain, right. They were after your plain crisps.
They wanted plain flavour crisps.
What about all this, you know, whenever you mention bullying, everybody always refers to a bully as one of those after your dinner money. Now, I've never come across anybody yet that's had the money taken off them.
Always went down the chippy on those times.
You have? Pardon? Would you like to say that for all our listeners? No, I didn't think you would. Somebody's just admitted something in the studio. I reckon we all gang up on him after.
I've never actually had my dinner money stolen, but somebody stole my dinner.
They bought a bike and... Who was it who told me that? It was Steve. I think it was Steve Kennedy. He told me that once. He says, I once had my dinner money stolen. He says, and they went out and bought a bike and a brand new car with it. I was in absolute hysterics. I'm sure it was Steve. But, have you ever been bullied, Taylor? Never. Have you ever bullied anyone? No, seriously, come on.
From someone who's been bullied, let's speak to the culprit.
Were you, seriously, Wayne, seriously, were you a bully?
No, I wasn't. Well, not to the fact of it, like, I was. But I wasn't, no, I wasn't. I was just one of these people who just used to walk around the playground and just, like, make sure there was no bullying, like.
Oh,
I was a vice captain.
Top dog.
That's it, yeah.
You were top dog then?
Well, no, I wasn't, no. You might know. No, I wasn't, but, like, you know. Well, like.
No, me and him are
there
B. Smith.
There would be roughly about 6 or 8 of us just walking around and just generally, like, kicking the odd second year out of the road, like when
you went
used
in the
to, like, tread on your toes, like, so you used to just, like, boot them across the other end of it. Playground, but like,
okay, don't go into details.
Apart from that, like, no, nothing. No,
nothing
no,
at all.
Never been a bully.
You've
no.
never been a bully. You've not never yet. Experienced bullying.
No, not yet.
All right, give me your records. Nah. Okay.
Ooh.
So,
take it from me.
Osmosis has. Dean has. What about the old man like Scott?
I've never been bullied. Luckily, I hung around with the right people.
Right, like who? Well, thanks a lot, like, you know.
A few people I knew used to be a little bit of bullies, like, but I didn't actually go around bullying people personally.
You never took part in it?
No, I didn't actually bully anybody personally, no. Apart from my brother, mate.
How'd you make all your money, then?
Robbed a few banks.
All right, okay. But you never experienced, did you ever see any bullying?
I saw some bullying going on, like having money off people, pushing them around, that kind of stuff. Taking the mick out of people because of the way they looked, say. Colour of hair, hairstyles, if they're overweight, that kind of thing, school.
Well, that
kind
of just, thing goes that just day, fits it? Me into every category there is just say. So I don't stand the words.
Basically every day kind of bullying, but nothing really serious so that people are like skiving off school because of it, that kind
well,
of stuff.
Well, when we were at school, right, moving on a little bit, when we were at school...
Way back in time,
eh? Yeah, the rumours are true. We did actually go to school, and some of us got quite good marks, actually.
Quite right. Brandy up here, aren't we?
Okay, that's my headmaster, right? I'm really sorry about this. No, the thing is, when we were all at school, that's throw me that, that's the phone call. When we were all back at school, smoking, that's something. When you had a cigarette, like, if you wanted a cigarette, you'd go right out the way, wouldn't you?
Beyond
on the top playground.
Behind the bike shed or something.
Behind the bike shed.
Down the gully.
Anywhere, right, where the teacher couldn't see you. Now, I know for a fact that I went up to school about Tuesday. I just happened to walk through. I'll tell you the exact school, Ridgewood High School, right? And I went walking across the field, and this kid's playing football, smoking.
Yeah.
In the middle of the grounds, like, standing there, it's broad daylight, you know, not worried about it, and nothing.
It's 90, now, isn't it?
That's what I mean. I mean, if smoking is such a bad thing now, what is?
Well, a few people hung around with kids, used to beat up the teachers.
Oh, right. So you had no trouble with your marks, then? That's
no.
You got them all. So what have we got now? Have we got kids? You go up the top playground where you used to smoke and you find kids spaced out the brains kind of thing. What is it?
Basically, kids are getting worse.
Yeah, but the thing is that there's something got to be done about it, really. Definitely.
It'd be like the Bronx in about another 3 years.
That's
I'll be shooting
I mean.
The teacher soon.
Yeah, you're going to get the kids carrying bloody Uzis and semi-automatic rifles and that
right,
kind
yeah.
of thing. What do you mean your own work's late? You heard me, you know. Like, that kid in Manchester blew his teacher away because his teacher didn't like him. That was on the news. Shot his teacher in the arm with a shotgun. Teachers have got a very...
Tell me more.
Some teachers... I mean, we had a teacher we nicknamed GBH. That's how bad things were. We had a teacher nicknamed GBH.
We had one called Warthog.
We had one...
Sally Bowl haircut.
But, I mean, he was all right. He was a good teacher. But he got a split personality to him. You wound him up the wrong way, and he was a nutter. You know, he'd throw desks at you.
Yeah, we had one like that as well. Got kicked in the head by a donkey and it made him a bit... not going to reveal his name though, because he might be listening. He might come around and shoot me.
Yeah, something. I was just thinking that when I just nicknamed that, because he knows his nickname. He doesn't teach no more.
We just used to call him Donkey Eye.
Donkey Eye.
Yeah, he's got half his eyes.
Aren't kids cruel? Aren't they vindictive? There's nothing more vindictive than kids. Would you love to be a teacher? Oh, I'd hate be a teacher. I don't know, that's what that bloke said at that children's home. He'll soon whip him into
it. I think they need a fair man these days.
Sorry.
They reckon, kid.
I reckon the worst thing they ever did was ban the cane. The worst thing they could do was ban the cane. I mean, what have teachers got now that can honestly say, right, you've just kicked him in the head, he's got 15 stitches, you're suspended for 2 weeks.
The kid thinks... just watch the telly?
My life, I've gone on holiday. You know what I mean? It's nothing, is it? No. Like, if we did that a couple of years ago, over a chair, cane, you know, you'd know about it.
You'd be sitting down for a week, would you?
It's absolutely unreal. Absolutely unreal, I tell you. The worst thing they ever did was ban that cane. But I reckon that's where all the bullying's come from as well. The bullying's to do with that. Did you ever have the cane? You had the cane? My sister had the cane. For not wearing a tie. It's absolutely hideous, that
That's
was.
That's stupid, that is, really. Not having a tie.
It was Penguins at the time, though, you know, because I had to go to a Catholic school.
When I was at school, people used to have the cane for things like smoking, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now look at them. You know what I mean? The kids are smoking in broad daylight and not worrying about it, playing football. I want to know what they are doing behind the bike sheds, you know, that kind of thing. What they are, you know. What are they smoking? That kind of thing. They've got to be... It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't know. But, like, the things that gets me most is bullying. It's got to be bullying. Aren't you going to speak? Why? All right. Okay, we'll speak to you in a minute. Strange ears. Have you been making these predictions? You've been making these predictions. All right. I'll tell you what, tell us some predictions. Yeah. Come on, tell me. Give us all this stuff. Right, he's got some predictions for you, right?
Well, I personally haven't got any predictions.
Explain to everyone.
Yeah.
Tell him your name.
Right then, is this geezer?
No. Tell him your name.
Right then.
Otherwise, everybody will think, who's that?
Right then, my name's Andy Young. Right? And, for about the last 3 hours, we've been discussing the prophecies of Nostradamus, who is this geezer.
In the front room and doing that already.
Yeah, that's all right. We're getting some serious deep stuff coming out. Yeah. And like this guy was around about the 17th century, and he made a lot of prophecies. Well done. No, it was 16 odd, so that's what, 17th century, isn't it? Right.
It was in July sometime.
And like... how he used to prophesize things was to look in a bowl of water and move his finger about. You're looking at me like I'm...
That's how John Major makes all his decisions, you know. He looks in a bowl of water and moves his finger about.
Well, anyway, it was like, you know, it was sometime within the last 1,000 years.
Yeah. Right?
And like, this guy, he prophesied a lot of things and they came true.
Like what, for instance?
Well, the end of the world.
The what? The end of the world. It's all right, I'm trying to cue something. I just nearly had my eardrum blown to bits. Sorry, carry on. The end of the world.
The problem is that we've got the end of the world coming soon. Just thought I'd let you know.
When's that then? Is it going to happen in my show? Because it's so, we want some young ladies to phone up with the name and addresses.
Right then, the end of the world... will occur when the great fire in the sky occurs.
Yeah.
Right. Can you hear me?
Can now.
Good. On the 7th month, 1999.
7th month, 1999.
Which is like July.
Yeah.
Now the problem is that like you know, I mean you could doubt that. But the problem is that so when this occurs, there's going to be a big alignment of all the stars. Just like when the coming of Christ occurred in...
Yeah, but what about this thing that Christ is going to appear?
Yeah.
At the end of the world.
That's right.
That's printed in the Bible.
The thing is that the alignment.
Ye will appear before. Ye will be appear before the fourth star rises something
like
or
that.
Something.
But this alignment of stars has been like calculated by scientists, and it sort of coincides at the same time that Nostradamus predicted, which is worrying stuff.
Oh dear.
Can I just say as well, this guy, this guy, what's his name? He also predicted he predicted the Great Fire of London. He also predicted the date when he was going to die, and he also predicted who was going to find him. And each one of his predictions, these are just a few, he predicted loads of, every one of them has come true so far.
Oh, excuse me, just calm down a bit. We all got a time.
Another prediction which came true as well. He also predicted the exact date that Charles II would have his head chopped off as well.
Right. Did he say anything about me?
he said you're going to get run over by a bus tomorrow night.
Right, okay, so I'm stopping him.
He also predicted World War II, and he almost got the name right. He said Hister instead of Hitler, which is quite...
He got a lisp.
He just said Hister, I mean, you know, I don't know what.
Right.
But,
so he predicted, basically, he predicted Hitler.
Yeah, he predicted that. He predicted the assassination of Kennedy, but he didn't get
so
the name.
So if he's predicted all these things right, nobody listening to him? Why isn't...
Oh, they do.
So he's dead, but all his predictions are coming true, and there's a load more yet for in the future. Why ain't nobody taking any notice?
The thing is, right, is that, contradicting what Dean says, is that a lot of his predictions haven't come true. He's got a lot of them out. There's been a lot of inaccuracies. Like, he's predicted something like five ends of the worlds, you know, in the last decade. Or something, yeah. But, like, the 1999 one's meant to be, like, the big one. Which
right.
is well worrying.
And you can catch Exile live on the air right at the time.
Oh dear.
What interests me is that...
I don't like it when you go from him, because he talks so quiet, and then you flick onto you, and you just say, whoa, straight in. Carry on.
He's obviously got this art, or he's got this method of predictions. I mean, there's got to be other people who have done that. I mean... I've read the backs of tea cards and that when they've got these unexplained things. If there's anybody who has any...
Is there anybody... Yeah, we'll take this live. Oh, we better see if they got that boy first. Scott will take care of it. If there is anybody who's had any mediums or had any predictions or there is a medium, right, we would like to talk to you. Desperately need to talk to you because we are interested in all this unexplained stuff.
I think we've got a live caller now, yeah.
Okay, I believe we have. Okay, we just find out who's calling. We want to know who's calling before we can put him on live. Or she. Yep.
And he says that he got a prediction a couple of years back, and he said, was it Los Angeles?
Okay, just a minute.
Los Angeles was going to be destroyed 2 years ago.
Yeah, in an earthquake was this.
Was it an earthquake, was it? Or, yeah, an earthquake.
Yeah, well, there was an earthquake, but it didn't get destroyed.
Who predicted that?
It
was an earthquake 2 years ago, Los
Angeles. It didn't destroy, obviously. So that's pretty... Who's that from? Who's that from? Just someone from Stafford wouldn't leave his name. Okay, mate. Thanks a lot. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. We want to know if you know any predictions or you've been to see a medium or anything like that. Do you all believe in them? Do you all believe in mediums?
Well,
Doris Stokes?
Some of the stuff that's coming through in that, I mean, some of it's pretty...
I like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. I think she was a good medium.
No, come on, seriously. Yeah, it's a good film, but... Does everybody believe in mediums?
Yeah.
Yeah. Afterlife and all that. Like.
I don't know about afterlife, but...
Dean, you believe in mediums?
I believe in mediums. I don't know about... I've got my theories about afterlife, but...
So, do you think... Well, why do you believe in mediums, but you're not sure about afterlife?
So I'm not quite sure what I think about what happens when you die, and when mediums say that they've contacted the dead, and I don't know, I think that's another... I think seeing into the future is something completely different from speaking to somebody who's already passed away.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if there is anybody out there on 0836 660836, do give us a call. We want to talk about this bloke. What's his name again? I had that in stereo. Can we all say that again? Okay, you heard it. We want to know about him. If you know anything about him, 0836 660836. And we just see about this one, all right? It's actually, to be truthful, I'd heard little bits about him, but I'd never really sat down and talked about it. So we'll have a talk, all right? Be back after this, 2:10. Okay?
Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
New Line Taxis are the people.
Europe's biggest radio station, XR Radio.
Okay, here we are back. Just talking about this guy. This guy is really, he's battering me head, I tell you. Nostradamus, is that right? Everybody thought he was weird. They all think that about Wayne Taylor, but we can guarantee he's here 100%. Wayne, have you got any... Seriously. Can you... Oh, cheers, okay, mate. Thank you. You've been watching that film. But, we got some dedications. Who was it? Ben in Stafford. Was it? Ben in Stafford? Yeah. He's actually... We've all been having a little giggle about that, actually. He's rung up and he says, at the end of the world, he wants Exile to play NRG, I Need Your Loving. Absolutely classic. If it is anything to do with nuclear, I'm going to play that rave song that starts off, Here Comes the Sun, that kind of thing. I'm going to play that, you know, Here Comes the Sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm going to play that, like, and then all of a sudden it just goes... And no more anybody, like... I tell you what, if there is the end of the world and some people do survive it, right? I reckon there'll be three or four people that will survive or something silly. I'd hate to be them people. I'd hate to be them people. I mean, just think about it. There's four people. That's it. If there is anybody. If they do survive, there's four people. You'll be on your own. All you'll see is just... It'll be black, won't it?
There's two definitions to the end of the world, don't there? I mean, there's this scientific one and there's the religious one. I mean, they say that Armageddon's the end of the world in religious terms. They say that, Judgment Day.
What does this guy say? What does he say is the actual way, or does he just predict?
I don't know, he just predicts the end of the world, doesn't he?
It's all right, so I'm just trying to signal to someone. Go on, carry on.
Fair enough. Am I on?
Yeah.
Good.
You're supposed to talk.
Anyway, about the end of the world, apparently it's going to like occur in the Middle East area, so it's probably got something to do with a sign or someone like that. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just arranging a drink. I've got a terrible throat. Sorry, carry on.
So it's probably going to occur in the Middle East, and apparently things going to like...
It's Saddam again.
There's going to be things like a big famine as well.
Oh, that's... He's been Who has?
Not him exactly, but like a dictator, like in the Middle East.
He's fishy. He's looking
that direction.
Oh, it's going to have some. It's either going to have something to do with him or Gaddafi. Gaddafi duck. Yeah.
Saying that, there's lots of things. What have been said? I mean, for instance, in the Bible, it's been predicted that it says in the Bible that there's going to be famine, and there's been famine out there, and they said that. There's going to be war, and there's been, like, we've had world wars and civil wars.
What other kind of predictions has he come up with?
The plague.
The plague?
Yeah.
I mean future predictions. Yeah, besides the end of the world. What was that about the royalty one? Do you know? Okay, Scott gives a couple of mentions on that. Something about royalty. Okay. No, you've got to flick your mic on.
Never mind. Right, something to do with the end of the world. It's supposed to be after this Holocaust, which is supposed to happen in July 1999. And it's been like... sounds like it's Prince Charles I'm talking about.
Why? What way?
I'm not sure, but...
Is there an actual book on this?
Yeah, there is. This is just something I read in the newspaper, an article. But you read that pointing the finger towards Prince Charles' direction.
So you think Prince Charles... I can't see... You mean Prince Charles has got something to do with this end of the world thing?
No.
Thank God for that.
No. After this end of the world thing, something is supposed to happen to do with Prince Charles, something about he'd be betrayed or something, he'd be dethroned or something like that.
I think that's already happened, eh? You know what I mean? He's really screwed his life up, hasn't he? But I'm beginning one day. You know, it does make you think, doesn't it? 1999. Everybody always says life's too short.
I just remembered the words, more or less, what Nostradamus said. He said, in the year 1999 and 7 months, the great king of terror will rise from the sky. Which sounds like a nuclear warhead or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. Well, he didn't say that. He said, like, the great king of terror, which could, like...
It's pointing too much at a war or something
big.
Something like a rocket, nuclear rocket.
Yeah.
It's got to be. And it's going to come pointing towards the sky.
But having said that, I mean, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of...
Either that or the Richardsons are going to make the tower.
Because he's got predictions, like, until about 2024, something like that. So I think he's going to...
If he says it's the end of the world...
Yeah.
Which means like there'd be a big destruction.
So yeah.
Which means like a third of the world could be destroyed, wiped out. Whereas it might not affect, say, the parts.
Is it going to affect Britain, do you know?
It'll affect us, obviously. But
it's going to affect, it's going to affect the Middle East, Middle Eastern countries more than us, I would say. But, I mean, someone's probably going to have a go at us, I'll put it that way, aren't they? I'm sure he said
the clock will stop. The what? That's Big Ben.
The big clock will stop.
Somebody that's did that about a big...
Big Ben, eh?
That's not to do with Nostradamus. That's no, somebody else. It? Yeah.
They also predicted Maggie Thatcher as well.
Maggie Thatcher. Hang on.
Oh, why didn't anybody listen to him? Sorry.
Can I just say that anything you hear tonight has not been scientifically proven, and the chances of that happening tomorrow are completely unlikely, so please sleep...
I was just going to say this.
Please do.
Don't have nightmares about it.
Don't
sleep
have nightmares,
tight.
Yeah,
I was going to say this. Oh well, it doesn't matter.
I'll say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What?
He can't even remember it. Never mind. Say it. So this bloke, then he's predicted quite a few things, and quite a few things have come true. But on the other hand, quite a few things haven't come true.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
The stuff what has come true, it's amazing how precise it is, isn't it?
Well, having said that, you see, the thing is that this guy was a French geezer, right?
Yes.
And he wrote everything in four-line quatrains, which are like these little poem-type things. And
why couldn't he just write it properly?
He had to write it. It was like all cryptic, and it was in a sort of a riddle. And it's been translated into English. And, like, people have just sort of assumed it, and a lot of it is very vague. So some of it won't make as much sense as others. You understand what I mean?
I'd love to get a copy of this.
Well, what I could do...
It's so evasive that you can, like...
Well, not
like,
evasive.
No, it's very, like... Vague.
Vague.
You want to see this? I'll tell you what, listeners, if you could see this. They're trying to explain this, and the hands are going 10 to the dozen, like, you know... It's absolutely hideous. It's like the Scousers off Harry Enfield. Hey, calm down, and all this stuff.
Getting you two, you're always fighting.
So, come on, what were you going to say? What you could do?
It's very vague, isn't it? Prediction. So it means you could point the fingers towards a lot of events, which it could sound as though it was like that.
And like that could be
a lot of them could be lucky guesses, or what?
Yeah.
Well, not so much lucky guesses, but sort of
coincidence.
Like
very big coincidence.
Vague coincidences,
but
I suppose.
Is this 1999 one? It could relate.
Yeah.
You can relate things that happen to some of the predictions because they're very vague.
Yeah. But I mean, looking back at it, when you compare like recent predictions which have actually come true with what he predicted, his quatrains, they do sort of make sense.
But a guy who predicts that the King of England's going to have his head chopped off so many years after he dies at the exact date is quite a good prediction, if you ask me.
Dear, oh dear. Yeah. Lads, you're scaring me, yeah?
I'm liking to predict when I'm going to have my head cut off.
I can tell you when I'm going to have my hair cut. That's happening Tuesday, if that's any use. Well, right, okay then. We'll have a talk about that in a bit. There you go then. So we've had a few words about that guy called Nostradamus, or whatever his name is. I can't say it, it's more than two syllables. Anyway, got to say big respect to DJ who?
Cox.
Oh, right, that's original. Hi to DJ Ken Cox, also to DJ... Psychosis, there from Stafford. Also to DJ Victory and DJ Osmosis, whoever he is. Apparently give us a crisp. Got to play 4 a.m. or The Element, alright? Basically this one. Does help if it's on the right one, I tell you. It's that bloke again, eh? He didn't predict I'd put that on the wrong speed. Got to play this, the original Bad Boy.
Original Bad Boy.
For any of them, alright? Also going out to the 42nd crew.
Original Bad Boy.
0836 660836. We would like to talk to anybody who knows anything about this Nostradamus bloke.
Original Bad Boy.
Or if you've got any predictions, alright?
Who wants this? Original Bad Boy.
like who's going to win the 3:30 at Kempton tomorrow, all right? If you've got that prediction and you're 100%, give me a ring. 0836 660836. This is Exile. Okay, this week's Rave Gage. It isn't going to last too long, actually, because...
off the ground that I could see for miles around.
I haven't been sent that much stuff through the post. Well, I'll be truthful with you. I've had the one flyer through, and that was through from Kinetic, all right? So all the other guys that are listening, get your acts together. basically one place to be going this weekend by the look of it. It's the Leisure Bowl, Longton, Stoke-on-Trent, 8pm through till 2am. The admission is £8. Members, £10 for guests. If you were listening earlier on, last Friday just gone, was an absolutely wicked night, apparently. Playing on that night was Brisk, DJ SS, Hype, Ratty, and the man like Carl Cox, ripping it up on three decks. Absolutely wicked night. But the one we're concentrating on is this coming Friday at Kinetic. If the guy is listening and I pronounce his name wrong, enough respect going out to you. Sorry, mate, it's just the way it's spelled. P-Shay, alright? P-Shay. P-E-S-H-A-Y. You got him playing Brisk, playing Slipmat from SL2. One hell of a DJ he is.
So high off the ground that I could see for miles around.
Also, the lady like DJ Rap, absolutely wicked. The UK's number one female DJ, brilliant. Seen her do a live PA as well. Also, the man like Groove Rider. And what a coincidence, live PA by DJ Rap and Aston. That's this Friday, 9th of July, in the Chill Out Room, or the Mind Gym as it's known, at Dabba, Ryan Petit and Rhythm Division. Definitely a night not to be missed. I bet you all thought it finished. That's BPM Management. Take care of that. Club Kinetic, the one and only. Longton, Stoke-on-Trent. Well, that's it for this week, I'm afraid. I'll get some more details for next week. All right. I should get on to them all. That tune, especially going out to DJ Osmosis. Taking off the Suburban Bass record, Sons of a Loop-to-Loop Era, and a track entitled Higher. Anyway, we've been having a talk in the studio. About a couple of things. And the person I'd like to talk to is Scott. Scott was talking about something quite interesting earlier on, weren't you? Tell everybody what you were telling me, straight from the beginning.
No, I've gone all mic shiny.
I don't think so, somehow.
Now, what is this about the presidency?
Yeah.
America. Right, and well, for the last, when would you say it began? Back in the 1800s, wasn't it? Yeah. Going back at least as far as, Lincoln, wasn't it?
100 plus years.
Yeah. Every 30 years to the exact year, the President of the United States has been assassinated. Yeah, successfully assassinated. And the last one was in 1963, which is, of course, Kennedy. Which means...
30 years ago.
Yeah, so which means this year, President... Clinton should be assassinated if it goes on with being for the past life.
Is this actually myth or is it all?
No, it's facts. Every 30 years, you can look at the histories of the presidents. The president of the United States has successfully been assassinated on the exact year.
And also, just a bit.
Which would be 1903, 1933, 1963, and 1993.
Also, a bit of fact for you as well that they did mention earlier on that they haven't mentioned now. Is this guy that we were talking about, Nostradamus or whatever his name is, I can never say it, he actually predicted Kennedy being shot, didn't he?
2 days off, the exact date.
2 days off, but the original myth says that Kennedy was due to go out the day that he predicted, but something stopped him going out on that day and he went out 2 days later.
Yeah, and he got assassinated then.
And he got assassinated then.
It was predicted, yeah, before any of them.
Before any of them went, yeah.
But he didn't predict that there'd be assassinated
every
30
years,
I think. But it is a fact that
It would be quite interesting to get a hold of the book and just have a read of it. I think I'll go and get the book if I can.
There's been about five or six, haven't there, now, in a row, being assassinated every 30 years, presidents. It is, yeah. Going
all
way back.
Way back to Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Every 30 years, the exact year, the United States president has been assassinated, which means if it carries on like that, that means President Clinton's going to be assassinated this year.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Plus, his popularity is getting pretty low at the moment.
So somebody pointed out to us earlier.
So, bad look old Clinton, eh?
Definitely looks like a New Age traveller, this guy does down here. They look quite cool on him because he's got the jeans and the shirt to match, but you just look totally out of character with them on. Spacious. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, it could be just coincidence.
Well, it could be, yeah.
A very good coincidence. I don't know. It's all...
But it's facts, isn't it? It's not it's all, me. It's just fact that every 30 years...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
...has happened, which is pretty strange, really.
It is, yeah, but, I mean, if it did turn out like that, and I think somebody's got some serious explaining to do. And this guy, I reckon this guy should be listened to a lot more. Somebody should really look into what he's wrote, and, you know, and should be pushed higher up so people in higher places should be aware of certain things. So silly people don't make mistakes. Like the man in the East that he predicts, or in the Middle East, there's going to be one hell of a big explosion of some kind. Something had started in the Middle East. Well, what they should be made to do is they should be pointed out. If this guy's been so accurate, they should be pointed out of what he's said.
You say that.
Well, we're worrying everybody now. I reckon there's quite a few people listening to us at this moment.
You say that. Yeah, I'll just come into that. Yeah, you say that he should be listened to a lot more, or what he said, or to be read into, and people made more aware of what he said. But there's lots of things that I've heard that the government do know. What they can't tell us, there's lots of things that are top secret. What there's nowhere that they'd let on to the public because of creating public panics and stuff. There's stuff like aliens. I've heard stuff about, you know, UFOs and stuff. I've read in books that they can't tell you.
Has he predicted any of them?
Anything like UFOs?
UFOs.
There are things about people from the Scots.
Yeah.
What?
I can seriously reveal that the man like Dean Clark has got the spooks like something terrible.
Hey, cats.
Cats just come by him, and
I'm very embarrassed now.
Dean's just disappeared out the back door.
I was just getting really deep in the subject, and this cat just appeared between my legs.
Never mind. Anyway, so that's the kind of thing we're so that's the kind of thing we're on about tonight. You've got something like 20 minutes left. 0836 66 0836. If you have experienced anything different, anything like that, or you do know anything about it, do give us a ring, because we are intrigued in the studio, aren't we, lads? We are intrigued about this kind of thing.
Well, I'm dying for a wee. Will somebody come with me, please?
But, actually, it has put the spooks up quite a few of us. I'll be the first to admit that it has put the spooks up me. It's made me seriously think about getting hammered and getting some women, and that's it. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go happy. That's all I can say. Don't you reckon? I mean, if you found out the world is going to end at the end of the week, what's the first thing you'd do? Without swearing, what's the first thing you'd do?
If what?
If the world was going to end at the end of the week.
Well, I'd make sure I enjoyed every last minute of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to sleep. Would you go to sleep?
Nah, I don't think so. I think everything that you're not supposed to do, I'd
wouldn't,
do.
Wouldn't you go back to your family? Wouldn't you go sit with your family and wait for it to happen?
Why? Why?
You wouldn't.
Hang on, Scott was on about partying and like doing everything that like you would normally do.
Yeah.
The only problem is that say it didn't happen? Right.
Yeah.
And like the end of the world didn't occur, really, and then like...
You get banged up for the rest of your life. You will. That's
serious consequences.
Yeah, that's. I think the thing I'd do. I think I'd party, but I'd like to spend the last hour with my family. I reckon I'd go back and sit with my mum and dad for the last hour. I reckon so. No, I don't think they'd be showing Coronation Street at the end of the world, Wayne. Somehow. If you were in charge of British broadcasting, you would.
There's so many TV channels about. It's going to be the end of the world. What's going to be on them all?
Neighbours.
Yeah.
How
Equaliser.
Wiggy presents how to build your own bomb shelter.
Windy Miller.
Can I just change the subject slightly? Seems like somebody mentioned Soaps and Neighbours. Can I just say that... a couple of months ago, it was in the paper, their bouncer out of Neighbours, the dog out of Neighbours, died. I just...
Yeah,
Yeah. That really upset me, and I just thought I'd share that with you.
Rest in peace, Bouncer.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The kid is really distressed.
I didn't know Flipper died till 2 weeks ago. And you're
Flipper's upstairs in the van.
All right.
All
right. Listen. Anyway, the thing is whoever it is, whoever this guy is, and he's pretty right. Whoever he is, he's pretty right. His predictions are pretty right. Do we believe him? We'll go round in turns. Wayne, if you can actually be serious, you've got more lead in your mouth than a church roof. I've just seen the top layer of your mouth. It's full of lead. It's like something out of a church roof. Fall asleep and somebody be there with a crowbar and that, nicking the lead out of his mouth and selling it to a charity. Sorry. No, seriously. Do you believe in what we've been talking about tonight? About this this bloke?
Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I can say it. Yes, I do, actually, because, like...
Hold up, we'll all have a turn, just a minute.
Because, like, me and Andy Young was talking about it earlier, and, like, we was getting really deep into the conversation, so, you know what I mean.
I think
it,
so.
It's like,
Richie.
Just as Andy Young says, like, that are...
That's the president. Carry on.
President of the United States. There are actually quite a few predictions, well, over 100 predictions which have actually come true.
Dear, this is
so, like...
It's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Who is it?
Can we put you on live? Make sure there's not a radio on.
Is it...
Have you got a radio on in the background?
Is this live caller going to be a... Hello, can
no,
I
we
say
can't,
Madonna,
we can't,
please?
We can't put him on live. Can't put him on live, unfortunately.
Okay,
yeah,
well, this is true, yeah. Right, hang on a minute.